Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, October 27th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Paper Excellence is rebranding as Domtar. Also making headlines this past week, Metsä Group is celebrating the opening of its new bioproducts mill in Kemi, Finland. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Fort Mill, South Carolina. Paper Excellence Group rebrands as Domtar. Paper Excellence Group announced the operational and integration of the recently acquired Domtar Corporation and other legal entities and Resolute Forest Products with Legacy Paper Excellence's business, forming a leader unified forest products company in North America. This integration represents a strategic alignment of the company's strengths, resources, and expertise, creating a stronger organization poised for future growth and innovation while maintaining the highest levels of environmental stewardship. Together, the companies will now be doing business as Domtar, the companies said. Domtar's new brand identity symbolizes the company's legacy, shared values, and forward-looking vision of the three organizations, said. The new logo reflects the spirit of collaboration, sustainability, and commitment to excellence that will define Domtar's future. The inclusion of a seedling in the logo represents the company's commitment to nurturing potential and fostering growth, symbolizing the start of something new and the continuous journey toward flourishing success. It also signifies an important evolution, capturing the essence of the gradual development of the company's legacy companies and the natural progression from a small, humble beginning to a thriving, mature global organization, Domtar said. Dayline Finland. Metsä Group celebrates the opening of its new bioproducts mill in Kemi, Finland. Metsä Group marked the inauguration of the bioproduct mill in Kemi on Wednesday, October 23, 2024. The mill was inaugurated by President of Finland Alexander Stubb, Chair of Metsälito Corporative's Board of Directors Jussi Linnanjärvi, and President and CEO of Metsä Group Ilkka Hamala. Metsä Group has invested more than 6 billion euros since 2015, most of it in Finland. The largest is the Kemi bioproduct mill, which is today being inaugurated, or this past week, worth approximately 2 billion euros. The mill increases Finland's annual exports by approximately a half a billion euros, and its annual positive income impact in Finland will be about a half a billion euros. The bioproduct mill employs approximately 250 folks, with a total of around 500 folks working in the mill area. The mill's direct value chain in Finland employs approximately 2,500 folks, mainly in wood supply. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Dateline Quebec. Interpor selling three manufacturing facilities in Quebec and will close its Montreal corporate office. Interpor Corporation is selling its three manufacturing facilities in Quebec and closing its corporate office in Montreal as the lumber producer plans to leave the province and focus on other parts of the company. Interpor Chief Executive Officer Ian Fillinger said this past Wednesday the decision to exit its Quebec operations was influenced by the recent developments that have restricted the availability of economic fiber, including record forest fires in 2023. The company said it has signed a deal to sell its sawmills to Val d'Or and Matagami, as well as its Sullivan remanufacturing plant in Val d'Or, along with other associated forestry and business operations, to Chandler Charbonneau Latie, also known as CCL, for $30 million in cash. Interfor and CCL will also enter into a multi-year contract for the supply of machine stress-rated lumber to Interfor's I-joist engineer wood products facility in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Chandler Charbonneau, a privately held Quebec forestry-based company, said about 300 employees will join the company once the deal is complete. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. One of Memphis's biggest employers is cutting staff. International Paper confirmed Wednesday, October 16th, that the company will cut about 650 total positions, including around 400 in Memphis. The company said that it will provide severance packages, outplacement assistance, and mental health resources to all affected employees. Quote, International Paper is undergoing a transformational journey to become a stronger, more profitable, sustainable packaging solutions company. A critical step in this journey is to organize our teams and resources to create the most value for our customers and shareholders, a spokesperson for the company said. On Monday, IP announced a quarterly dividend for stockholders. It said it will hold a third quarter earnings call on October 31st. That's Halloween. International Paper was the 23rd largest employer in Memphis area with about 2,500 employees. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Canada. Canfor Pulp announces president and CEO. John Baird, chairman of Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated, and the board of directors announced the Stephen Mackey has been appointed president and chief executive officer of Canfor Pulp effective November 1st, 2024. Quote, with almost 20 years at Canfor and 30 years in forest products industries, Stephen is a proven executive with an extensive background in operations, said John Baird, the chairman. John continues, quote, we are very pleased that Stephen has agreed to take on this important role, and we believe that his in-depth knowledge of the fiber dynamics in British Columbia make him particularly well-positioned to lead Canfor Pulp at this time, end of quote. Mackey will also retain his responsibilities as Executive Vice President, North American Operations of Canfor Corporation. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline Mills River, Canada. UPM Raflatac expands operations with new terminal in Toronto. UPM Raflatac, a global supplier of innovative and sustainable self-adhesive paper and film products, announces the opening of its new distribution terminal located in Ajax, Ontario, part of the Greater Toronto area. This 30,000-square-foot facility extends service to Eastern Canadian customers and complements an existing network of three facilities and two other terminals that collectively service North American-based customers. As part of UPM Raflatac's dedication to high-quality materials and service in the Americas, the new terminal is equipped with the latest slitting and material handling technology. With an expansive inventory ready for slitting and shipping, the Toronto facility enhances customer flexibility, customization, and order efficiency. UPM Raflatac's terminal network mitigates risks associated with supply chain disruptions while ensuring warehousing capacity. The facility began its initial customer shipments on October 2nd, with production ramping up through the end of 2024. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. Dayline Helsinki. Stora Enso confirms temporary supplier payment delays. Stora Enso has acknowledged a brief delay in payments to suppliers during specific periods in 2024, as reported by Swedish media. The company clarified that the decision to postpone payments was aimed at managing cash flow more effectively. And Stora Enso confirmed that it postponed its weekly supplier payments for 1 week period in both June and September of 2024. According to a report published in the Swedish financial production Dagens Industri, these postponements were made to enhance the company's cash flow. Stora Enso has stated the delays were carried out transparently and communicated internally to relevant stakeholders, including finance and sourcing teams. The company emphasized that suppliers affected by the delay were informed on a case-by-case basis. Stora Enso has ensured that the invoices related to the postponed payments have been settled. The financial impact on the delays have been described as negligible and in the context of the company's overall cash flow and liquidity. Dateline, Jacksonville, Florida. Rainier Advanced Materials provides update on a fire at its Jessup Mill. Rainier Advanced Materials Incorporated, a leader in high-purity cellulose, reported that an isolated fire occurred at its Jessup, Georgia facility on October 11th at approximately 6 p.m. local time during planned maintenance activity. Thanks to swift action of internal emergency response team and local firefighters, the fire was quickly contained with no injuries to employees or contractors and no risk to the surrounding community. The company is thoroughly investigating the event's cause in close collaboration with relative experts and authorities. The Jessup facility is the company's largest facility with a production capacity of 330,000 metric tons of cellulose specialties A and B lines, an additional 270,000 metric tons of fluff pulp. That's the C line, folks. While the plant C line operations have resumed, the A and B lines will remain offline for repairs with a target start date the week of October 28th. The majority of the repairs will be focused on the instrumentation and electrical cabling systems in the isolated area near the fire. The company is working closely with the affected customers to address potential impacts during the outage. While the company continues to assess the financial cost of the incident, the EBITDA impact is currently expected to be in the range of $15 to $20 million, subject to any potential insurance recovery. The company will provide further updates on its third quarter earnings call in early November. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Peace River, Alberta. Mercer Peace River Pulp Limited in Alberta fined $1 million for unlawful deposit of effluent into the Peace River. Canadians value a safe and clean environment, according to press releases. Environment and Climate Change Canada enforcement officers strive to enforce that businesses and individuals comply with laws and regulations that protect the natural environment in Canada. On October 11, 2024, the Alberta Court of Justice, Mercer Peace River Pulp Mill Limited, was ordered to pay $1 million in fines after pleading guilty on September 4, 2024, to one count of violating the Fisheries Act. The charge follows an investigation by the Environment and Climate Change Canada enforcement officers that determined that on April 14, 2021, a long time ago, folks, Mercer Peace River deposited or permitted the deposit of 30,868,000 liters of effluent that was acutely lethal to fish from its pulp mill near the town of Peace River, Alberta, into the Peace River. The deposit of acutely lethal effluent into fish-bearing waters violates a condition of the authorization to deposit effluent that is set out in subsection 6.5 of the Pulp and Paper Effluent Regulations in contravention of subsection 36.3 of the Fisheries Act. The pulp mill operates a wastewater treatment system that treats effluent before it is released to the Peace River. The wastewater treatment system has a spill pond designated to capture and store effluent resulting from spills or unusual operating conditions. Once in the spill pond, effluent is gradually reintroduced back into the treatment system at a controlled rate. But they figured out that just didn't happen on that day. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We are back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Bethesda, Maryland. New York Stock Exchange to delist Enviva stock by October 22nd. The New York Stock Exchange will delist Enviva's stock by October 22nd, marking the final chapter in the company's dramatic fall from a market value of nearly $6 billion in 2022. That wasn't too long ago, folks. The wood pellet producer's final financial troubles arose from a failed bet on pellet prices, pushing the firm into bankruptcy and wiping out shareholders. Dang. Now, initially, the company had offered shareholders a 5% equity stake in the restructured firm. However, the latest bankruptcy plan leaves shareholders with no recovery as Enviva transitions into a private company. A court hearing scheduled for November 13th will determine the final steps in the bankruptcy process. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Sweden. Ahlstrom has signed an agreement to divest the Aspa pulp mill in Sweden to Sweden Timber. Ahlstrom, a leader in sustainable fiber-based specialty materials, has signed an agreement to divest its Aspa pulp mill in Sweden to Sweden Timber. The agreement includes the pulp mill and all its operations. This is a key step in Ahlstrom's growth transformation journey, reinforcing the company's strategic commitment to sustainable sustainable specialty materials company. Aspa Pulp Mill produces bleached and unbleached softwood pulp that is used in a broad range of applications in papers and sold globally. It has an annual capacity of approximately 200,000 metric tons and 174 employees. Now, several external parties have expressed interest in acquiring the Aspa plant throughout the years. For Ahlstrom, it is important to find an owner that has an interest in further developing the mill and ensuring its long-term success. Sweden Timber is a Swedish wood processing company with assets also in papermaking and wood composites. The transaction is expected to be completed during the fourth quarter of 2024. Dateline England. Mondi completes a 95 million euro investment to boost efficiency and sustainability at its Schwechsee containerboard mill. Mondi, a global leader in sustainable packaging and paper, has recently completed a 95 million euro investment at its Schwechsee containerboard mill, which will increase kraftliner capacity by 55,000 metric tons. The upgrade comprises of an extensive rebuild of paper machines PM2 and PM5, a new anaerobic treatment plant, including an integrated cooling system, and upgrades to the pulp mill, the recycled fiber line, and the energy recovery systems. These improvements will allow the mill to meet growing customer demand for heavy-duty packaging for large and heavy products, enhance product quality, and bolster its environmental performance by decreasing water consumption and wastewater emissions and increasing energy efficiency. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. This is great. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you. thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.